This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. Debbie Bogle, the Executive Director of the United Way, joins us courtesy of Tate and Lyle every Thursday during this time. Debbie, I sent you an NPR story this morning, and I really feel like this is my greatest fear in all of this, is that a lot of hurt has been put on pause. But when that play button resumes, we're going to see people in really dire straits.
Exactly. And we've really been focused on this since the beginning of the pandemic. And because we know that right now people are not paying their utility bills or not paying their mortgage payments or their rent. But that doesn't mean they don't have to pay it later. And so we want to make sure that that's not something that's on their plate that they have to worry about. For example, if you can't pay your mortgage payment right now and the bank has allowed you to postpone payment, you still have to pay the escrow. Those things don't go away. You still have to take care of those things. So we are working with Dove Financial Assistance, Decatur Township, and DMCOC to make sure that we have funding available. The Community Foundation has been a great partner in this, along with Northeast Community Fund, to make sure that these things are taken care of. We just received $200,000 from the Illinois COVID Relief Fund, the governor's fundraiser, to spend in Macon County for these types of things. And so we were able to grant Decatur Township and Dove Financial Assistance additional monies to make sure that long term we're going to be able to take care of this.
And the pause is that people are being lenient on, you know, late payments but you're so right in that all of that is going to catch up to individual families, and if they step up right now and deal with it, that transition is going to be much easier for them.
Exactly. And some of the rent is you don't have to pay it right now, but then when you do have to start paying monthly again, maybe you have to pay an additional $100 a month until you get caught back up. Well, that's really hard to do if you're in, you know, a demographic that we both talk about it all the time, one of the ALIS population who are already living paycheck to paycheck and don't have that extra $100 a month to put towards back pay on rent. Or even utility. So this is a non-judgmental, and I can't stress that enough, that it's for everybody right now. It's to get everybody in our community that needs it past this bump in the road.
All right. The numbers are staggering. According to TransUnion Credit Bureau, about 3 million auto loans and 15 million credit card accounts are in some kind of program letting people skip or make partial payments. And those are on the low end, they believe. And Black Knight, the analytics company, says that there are about 9% of all mortgages. That's 4.75 million homeowners have entered into forbearance plans. I mean, we're talking about significant numbers of people.
Yes, and that's definitely going to have an impact in the coming months. And the opportunity is there right now, and I just encourage people to take advantage of it, not to sit at home and worry how you're going to take care of this now or take care of this, you know, 4 months from now. Let us help you. That's what it's there for, and that's what we want to do. And it's just a great program. It is super streamlined so that there's not a lot of hoops to jump through. It's really very simple to do, and everybody's following social distancing. You don't even have to go in. Everything can be done through email, and all that information is on our website at uwdecatur.org. Right there on the front page, everything that is COVID-related, help in our community, is right there for everybody to see.
Everyone. We're all in this together. We're one big family here, and
exactly.
That's what family does. We lean on each other. Go to uwdecatur.org, go to the COVID-19 resource page, and you'll find everything from help with your utilities, your power bill, your mortgage, your rent, food, and we'll have a very exciting thing to talk about soon for June 20th to help families that are struggling a little bit and making a choice between paying a car payment or buying groceries. We're going to be helping with that soon.
Exactly. Pretty excited about that and the partnership that continues to grow with Crossing and the Community Foundation and Newhoff Media, bringing things to our community that are needed right now.
Debbie, you're the best. We'll see you soon. Debbie Bogle and the United Way. Every week we have this update presented by Tate and Lyle. We thank Chris Olson and the whole crew there for supporting the cause. We're gonna serve like 500 families on June 20th. It's a Saturday.
That's awesome.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.